You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, baby, Lord have mercy. I'm taking you from the bottom to the top. And when the needle drops, you just can't stop. A rocking and a rolling, reeling with that feeling, moving and a grooving. I'm Matt the Cat and I'm where it's at. And I'm doing the do just for you to bring you another solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. This week, we're going to feature one of the unsung heroines of rhythm and blues. Let's be honest. This is a musical form that's pretty much dominated by men. However, when the ladies got in front of that microphone, we all listened up because, man, it took double the talent to get noticed in this field. And I've done programs on some of the greats. Ruth Brown, Laverne Baker, Faye Adams, Hatta Brooks, Camille Howard, Lil Greenwood, Big Maybelle, and many, many more. This week, we're going to shine the spotlight bright on one of the best, Annie Laurie. Mostly remembered today for her records that she did with band leader Paul Gayton. And we covered some of those records on the Paul Gayton episode. However, we're going to dig deeper into Annie Laurie's catalog and feature a bunch of her solo sides as well. Unfortunately, we don't know that much about her early years. She was most likely born Annie L. Page on August 11th, 1924 in Atlanta. I don't think it would be too much of a stretch to guess that she grew up singing in the church. Does her middle initial L stand for Laurie, and that's why she took the name Annie Laurie? Or is it because of the Scottish ballad? By the mid-1940s, she joins band leader Dallas Bartley. He was known for playing bass in Louis Jordan's Timpani 5, Duke Ellington's band, Cab Calloway's orchestra, and he also played with Father Hines. As a band leader, Dallas Bartley made some notable sides for national records, as well as Manor, Parrot, and States. But before all that, he began his career on record at Coral in 1944, then moved over to Cosmo, and that's where Annie Laurie comes in. Her very first time on record came on Dallas Bartley's second and final single for Cosmo Records, and their rendition of the classic St. Louis Blues. This was the era of very creative band names. This record reads, Dallas Bartley and the Band That Comes On. In fact, the flip side was called, The Band That Really Comes On. So let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back with the great and seldom heard Annie Laurie and her very first record, Dallas Bartley and the Band That Comes On, St. Louis Blues.
Thank you.
Record that not only started her career, but also the career of bandleader Paul Gayton, Since I Fell For You, a tune written by Buddy Johnson and originally sung by his sister Ella Johnson in 1945. Now, their version was popular, but it never made the national charts. Whereas this version, by Annie Laurie with the Paul Gayton Trio, recorded in June of 1947 in New Orleans, remained on the charts for 8 weeks, rising to number 3 in the fall of 47, and crossing over to the pop charts to a whopping number 20. Not bad at all. From here, it would become a pop standard, with Lenny Welch having the most popular version in 1963. But how did Annie Laurie get from Dallas Bartley to Paul Gayton's group? The best I can tell is through bandleader Snookum Russell. See, Annie joined Snookum's band after Dallas Bartley's, and Snookum and the boys were performing up in Chicago. Paul Gayton just happened to be up in Chicago at the same time, saw Annie Laurie perform, was very taken by her performance, and asked if she would join his band. Not only did she join the band, but she also moved to New Orleans, where the band was based. New Orleans would become her adopted hometown. They were recording for Deluxe Records, which was based in Linden, New Jersey, It was a label started by Hungarian immigrants, Jules and David Braun. The brothers went down to New Orleans to scout out some new talent. They were one of the first record labels to do so. Of course, Imperial and Specialty would follow. But while they were down there, they discovered Paul Gayton, Roy Brown, Dave Bartholomew, and Annie Laurie. They made a deal with recording studio owner Cosimo Matassa and almost immediately started scoring hits with Paul Gayton, Annie Laurie, and Roy Brown. Deluxe Records wouldn't last long as King record label owner Sid Nathan was moving in on the label fast. But it's 1947, and let's go to a session held in November of that year. Annie Laurie with the Paul Gayton Trio are back with a record that did not chart, but still it deserves to be played on our old Rockola jukebox here on the Juke in the Back. Here's One Sweet Letter From You.
Been gone.
Blues, written by Paul Gayton and recorded in October of 1947. However, it was not released on Deluxe Records until 1949. Playing on that session, we have Paul Gayton on piano, of course, Wallace Davenport on trumpet, the great Lee Allen on tenor, Frank Campbell handling the other saxophones, George Pryor on bass, Jack Scott on guitar, not the Rockabilly Cat, and Robert Green on the tubs. I mentioned earlier that Deluxe Records wouldn't last long. See, the Braun Brothers sold out to Sid Nathan of King Records. He made Deluxe a King subsidiary. The Braun Brothers moved on and formed a new label, Regal Records, and hired Fred Mendelson to do their A&R. Mendelson was very taken by Annie Laurie and believed in her. He'll come back into the story a little later. But right now, let's go to a session from September of 49. Recordings are still being held in New Orleans. The same band appears on this next record as did on Annie's Blues. This one, Cuttin' Out, was only on the charts for 3 weeks. However, it rose to number 6, Rhythm and Blues. Here's Annie Laurie with the Paul Gayton Orchestra, Cuttin' Out.
Baby, and I'm going up the line. 'Cause if I stay here another day, you are going to drive me out of my mind. You took me from my home. Baby, and I'm going up the line. 'Cause if I stay here another day, you are gonna drive me out of my mind. Line. if I stay here another day. You are going to drive me out of my mind.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Pamela Isabel, Michael Carey, Carmine Mastrogiovanni, Valerie from Queens. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
This is Bobby the Bobcat at Rosie's Juke Joint. And the Juke in the Back, baby.
Baby, what's new? I've been away so long. I hope that you haven't done me no wrong. Been saving your kisses. I could use quite a few. Think of all I've been missing. Baby, think how I've been blue. Show me that I'm
what's new? Well, I'll tell you. We're featuring Annie Laurie this week on the Juke in the Back. You don't hear much about her these days, but back in the late 40s and early 50s, Annie Laurie was quite the draw and a very well-respected rhythm and blues singer. That was recorded in September of 49, features the same basic band that had been backing her up recently, and that's, of course, Lee Allen blowing the tenor. Annie gets sole credit on the label, though Paul Gayton's band is backing her up. Now let's jump to another Regal Records session from February of 1950. The band is a bit different on this one. Of course, Paul Gayton is on piano, Eddie Bearfield on the alto, Ray Abrams on the tenor, Chippy Altkalt on the bone, Joe Hunt on trumpet, Aaron Bell on the bass, and Sam Woodyard on the tubs. This tune, I'll Never Be Free, written by Benny Benjamin and George David Weiss, it was a big hit duet, by Tennessee Ernie Ford and Kay Starr on the pop chart. And over here on the rhythm and blues lists, we have it done by Annie Laurie and Paul Gayton. It topped out at number 4 during the spring of 1950 and remained on the charts for 8 weeks. Here's Annie Laurie and Paul Gayton and his orchestra with I'll Never Be Free.
Each time I hold somebody new, my arms grow cold thinking of you.
No one can take your place, baby, in my embrace. I'll never be free.
And when my lips burn with desire, no other kiss could start the fire.
Though I may try and try, no one can satisfy this longing in me.
I'll never be free from your smile so tender, the sweet surrender in your eyes.
How can I be free when I still
just like a chain bound to my heart, your love remains when we're apart.
Each kiss I gave to you
made me a slave to you.
I'll never be free. I'll never be free from your smile so tender, the sweet surrender in your eyes. How can I be free when I still remember how you could fill me with a sigh?
Bound to my heart, your love remains when we're apart.
Each kiss I gave to you
made me a slave to you.
I'll never be free.
Open the door, baby.
I ain't gonna let you in.
Girl, why don't you open the door now?
I ain't gonna let you in.
Yes, you gonna open it.
Go back where you've been.
Now, girl, you know it's freezing and it's cold outside.
You better find yourself another place to hide.
I ain't got no place to go. Open the door, woman.
I ain't gonna let you in.
You gonna open that door. I paid the last rent there.
I ain't gonna let you in. Go back where you've been.
You keep on jiving about you love me so,
but you ain't gonna park yourself in here no more. 'Cause I ain't gonna let you in.
Open the door, girl.
I ain't gonna let you in.
A blizzard out here, girl. Open the door.
I ain't gonna let you in. Go back where you've been.
Thank you.
closed up the blinds. Don't want you hanging around, taking up my time. Cause I ain't gonna
open the
let
door, girl.
You in.
Now, why'd you keep on fooling around like this?
I ain't gonna let you in.
Let me get one of these half of bricks. You go open that
gonna
door.
I ain't let you in.
What did I do with that key?
Go back where you've been. When I fell for you, you didn't treat me right. Now I've got another fish I'm gonna fry tonight.
Yeah, when I get to putting this fist up against your eye, you gonna open that door.
I ain't gonna let you in.
Open the door, woman.
I ain't gonna let you in. Go back where you've been.
Oh, baby, I ain't gonna let you in. Go back where you've been. That's a tune written by Rudy Toombs. Remember him? He's the songwriter that penned such classics as One Mint Julep, 5, 10, 15 Hours, One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer, and so many more. Issued on Regal in 1950 and recorded at that same February 1950 session that the hit I'll Never Be Free was also recorded at. Well, in November of 1951, the Braun Brothers shut down Regal Records. They had founded it with Fred Mendelsohn back in 1949. All was not lost, though, because Mendelsohn took the major talent from Regal and got most of them signed to OK Records. Now, Columbia Records had shut down OK Records in 1946, but decided to revive it because they were having trouble getting rhythm and blues records played on black stations. Black programmers were looking at the Columbia label and thinking, we don't want to play these major labels. So Columbia reactivated their OK label and placed their rhythm and blues talent on it. They then had it distributed through the R&B distributors, and they had a nice, healthy promotional budget so they could really push records. Something that the small independent labels had trouble doing since they didn't have the money for advertising budgets. Columbia put Danny Kessler in charge of OK, and he had a great ear for talent. And so he signed most of the talent that Mendelsohn brought over, including Annie Laurie and Paul Gayton. But here's the thing, Annie Laurie wasn't working with Paul Gayton anymore. OK set her up with a new band. And all of it was under the direction of A&R man, Danny Kessler. He even gave himself credit on this label. Annie Laurie's first release for OK Records was Lonesome and Blue, and it was recorded in New York City in April of 52. Kessler changed her sound. He made her harder, more rhythmic, and put an all-star band behind her, led by Howard Biggs on piano. Jimmy Kennedy's on guitar, George James on alto, and Pinky Williams on Barry. Skippy Williams and Harry Johnson are playing the tenors. A.B. Baker's on bass, and Charlie Smith on the tubs and pies. Dig Annie's new sound on OK Records. Here's Lonesome and Blue.
The day you left, my heart went with you. This loneliness I just can't live through. I still have so much love to give you, lonesome and blue. These empty arms of mine are yearning. Away, I've been insane, crying, crying, crying the should we be parted? Why should we end up broken hearted, lonesome and blue?
So Right Tonight, featuring Bud Johnson in a smoking tenor solo. Annie Laurie, recorded in November of 1951 in New York for the OK label, and unfortunately none of her great OK singles charted. But man, she was on fire, and I think Danny Kessler really did know what to do with her. It just didn't click with the public. I'll prove it again with this next one, recorded in April of 52, but not released on OK until 53. It features a smoking guitar solo from Jimmy Kennedy. Here's Annie Laurie, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, with It's Been a Long Time.
Long time since you held me tight. miss you more at night. I need you so bad, don't know what to do. I need you so bad, don't know what to do. Saved up a whole lot of loving, saved it up just for you.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Annie Laurie, and even though none of her OK singles charted, they were all fantastic and a real perfect example of what major label rhythm and blues sounded like at the time. This Jump Blues was recorded in November of 1951, and it's this week's Great 78, Annie Laurie and Get Me Some Money.
I know you love me, baby, because you told me that you do. Oh, I know you love me, baby, because you told me that you do. I need your love, but go get me some money, too. You always like to see me looking oh so fine. But if things cost money, so baby, get it up on the line. I know you like to take me on a spree, but let's stay home and give that cash to me. I know you love me, baby, because you told me that you do. I need your love, but go get me some money too.
Miss Rosa here, keeping the tubes warm and the drinks cool at the Juke in the Back.
Well, you
promised love, but you gave me the blues. We played a game I had to lose. You made me love you, I didn't want to, and now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
I tried so hard to forget you.
Miss Annie Laurie with You Promise Love, 1956. Oh, how did we get to 1956 so quickly? Well, Annie Laurie's recording all these great singles for OK, and they're not going anywhere. And in 1955, Fred Mendelson leaves OK and gets a job doing A&R for Herman Lubinsky over at Savoy. Well, remember, Fred Mendelson really believed in Annie Laurie, so he took her with him. Now on Savoy, she's working with Hal Singer's band. Singer and Buddy Lucas are on tenors. Kelly Owens is on piano. And the great Mickey Baker's on guitar. That was recorded in New York on May 4th, 1956. It fails to chart, but she won't be dry for long. This next tune was recorded on December 11th of 56. This time, she's back on Deluxe and back on the charts. But this is not the same Deluxe label that she started out on. Remember, in 1949, Sid Nathan, the owner of King Records, took control of Deluxe Records and made it a subsidiary of King. Well, now she's basically on King's version of Deluxe Records. She's recording another Rudy Toombs record, It Hurts to Be in Love, and in early 57, it hit number 3 on the R&B lists and crossed over to number 61 pop. Annie Laurie was back. Here's It Hurts to Be in Love.
The fire that burns deep down in me, the pleasure of pain that aches constantly, that's love. It hurts to be in
sadness you feel, it doesn't seem right, that's love. It's the real true thing. It's hard to believe, it hurts to be in love. If you see the tears come from my eyes, you have to be in love to know the reason why. The joy and the pain that all of us feel are a part of the things that make true love so real. Although your arms are holding me so tight, the sadness you feel, it doesn't seem right, that's love.
It Hurts to Be in Love, a big number three rhythm and blues record for our feature this week, Annie Laurie, 1957, spinning off Deluxe Records. She would stay with Deluxe until 1960 and have her final chart hit with that label. It was If You're Lonely, and it went to number 17 on the R&B lists and crossed over to 104 on the pop chart. In the early 60s, she began touring with Paul Gayton again and then signed a short deal with Ritz Records and had one single for Ritz in 62, Time Out for Tears, backed with a real solid rendition of Trouble in Mind. And that was it. She retired from music, became a Jehovah's Witness, and kept herself out of the limelight. Annie Laurie didn't give interviews, and so little is known about what she was up to for the last 40 years of her life. We think she died around November 13th of 2006 at the age of 82. Annie Laurie was one of those great trailblazing women that just disappeared, but she certainly left her mark on rhythm and blues and early rock and roll, thanks in part to the people throughout her career that believed in her. Paul Gayton, Fred Mendelson, and Danny Kessler. I hope you've enjoyed this week's look at the short but fruitful career of Annie Laurie. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm going to leave you with one final record from Annie's glory days with the Paul Gayton Orchestra. Recorded in September of 1949, it was issued on Regal Records as the flip side to Cuttin' Out. Lee Allen blows a mean tenor solo, and Annie Laurie actually scats in this record. Let's close it down with Annie Laurie and the Paul Gayton Orchestra with My Rough and Ready Man. Have a great week, everybody. I'll catch you on the flip side next time. Bye-bye. Baby.
gonna stay. Ain't gonna let my baby ever get away. Cause he's fine, he's so fine, he's so fine, he's so fine.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.